fourth hour of the broadcast. I got a lot of breaking news, intel. Speakers have been holding patiently on X. Don't forget, tonight, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, we kick off our live pregame coverage of the Vance Walls vice presidential debate, 8 p.m. Central. We'll stream the live feed with limited commentary, and then after, postgame with all the big clips and more. This is an info war. I intend to win it, but I can't do it without you, my Paul Revere's. All right, we've got a great Marine Corps retired colonel who's really smart, who pops in on the show. Tell us about this fellow. Let's go to him.
Colonel Gannon Burton, we're going to go to you next if you're still with us. Please unmute yourself and say what you have to say. Retired Marine colonel, MS state grad, F-18 pilot, Top Gun graduate, U.S. Air Force test pilot graduate. Amazing accolade.
And a really smart guy. What's your view on everything happening?
Colonel Gannon, are you there? He might not be there, Alex. We can go on to another speaker. He doesn't have his hand raised.
Next. That's okay. Why I said go to. My fault.
Yeah, let's go to Loomer Fan Club. Loomer Fan Club, go ahead and unmute yourself. You've had your hand raised for some time. If you're still with us, please go ahead and unmute yourself. Go ahead, Loomer Fan Club.
You know, this happens sometimes when it crashes.
It's on their end. It's not crashed. Go ahead, Loomer Fan Club. Are you there?
Right, that's enough. Next person.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, if you're with us, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Alex. Seeing you down in D.C. on 1212 doing that awesome speech from the aerial lift there right on the corner of the building. Thank you for doing what you do. You know, I just left the grocery store. They got a vaccine clinic sitting outside the grocery store. So now when you go to the grocery store, you can take the jab, you know.
It's they really want you to take that poison shot. And they knew it was poison, but now they really know, and they still just pushing on you, including six-month-old babies.
Yeah, it's incredible. People are lined up, and I can't believe that, like, just how stupid people are. But as far as this, the unions and stuff, you got to remember the definition of union. I mean, the unions have to keep taking, or else they just don't have a reason to exist. So they're always going to be taking more and more just to secure their own longevity. But I'll be looking for the illegal alien invasion to come into the port some way, somehow, because we know we have 20 million illegal invaders here that are ready to take everyone's job. So the great replacement, this could be tied in some way, somehow. So I'll be looking at that, and I appreciate it, Alex. Thanks for letting me up here.
Great points. Yeah, all hell's breaking loose. Who's up next?
All right, let's go next to Marauder Magazine. Marauder Magazine, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chase. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to kind of give an output or some outlook on this situation. I think that I think that this is kind of the start of something that this is sort of the start of, like, I guess you could call a worldwide conflict. And there's no joke that Biden is going to try to, I guess you could call it, make people fight this war and try to put Kamala Harris.
Went out.
Yeah, your signal just went out.
He dropped. It was him. But we've got more people that we can go to as well. Why don't we go next to Timothy Lastly? You've been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Timothy. Unmute yourself if you're still there and speak. All right, he's not there. Let's go to...
Hold on, let's wait. We got to join some stations. 1 minute break coming up. And again, Israel vows significant response to Iranian attacks. If you're a radio listener or ex-Spaces listener, we've got Fox News up. General Jack Keane, Fox senior strategic analyst, says Israel vows significant response to Iran attacks. Well, they're already blowing up Iranian forces all over the Middle East. What else are they going to do, Chase? Start bombing Iran proper?
Yeah, it seems like that's going to be the next escalation. And we know that many people have wanted a war with Iran for an extended period of time. I even saw speakers at Republican groups years ago saying that Iran was the source of all problems in the Middle East. And so this is something that's been part of the conversation since at least 2001. Now it seems like the pieces are being played in such a way that it might actually play out.
And we're just sitting here whistling our way past the graveyard. We're sleepwalking into Armageddon. All right, we got a guest on for 30 minutes. I get some of the people in Spaces probably, you know, wandering around at work or their house or wherever, or their yard, or driving a car, and, like, you know, be ready because we're going to you. Who are we going to try when we come back, Chase?
We're going to do Skyler when we get back, Geopolitical Focus. We're going to do Timothy Lastly. He's requested, and Loomer Fan Club's requested again, too.
All right, we'll see if the Colonel is there because he's really smart. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What the globalist social engineers are doing right now is trying to overwhelm everybody with crises, and they're going to offer their solution, a global cashless society, central bank, digital currency. All right, here's some of the headlines. We'll go back to speakers on X Space, simulcasted over our TV/radio transmission here on The Alex Jones Show, hour number 4. Iran launches missiles at Israel after White House warned of imminent attack, and Americans run to bomb shelters inside Israel. Terror shooting in Israel wounds at least 9 in mass casualty attack. Significant threat, one of Kamala's dangerous illegals, released 5 times before ICE arrests. Canadian government agency admits COVID boosted individuals died more often in their own document. I mean, wow, that's incredible. All on InfoWars.com. It just goes on and on and on. Watch TikTok users investigate links between flooding and government corporate lithium and quartz mining contracts. Also, this is treason. Child trafficking must stop. A key special report that we'll be getting to with John Bound coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have that. And so much more. Chase, we're going to go back to the speakers here in a moment, but just 34 days out from the election, this port shut down half of the goods coming into the country, and we import like 70% of the goods, and then you've got this hurricane devastating all these giant areas of 4 states, and you've got just open borders and crime wave. It's just crazy.
It's crazy, and I can't really explain it. I don't know if it's all coordinated or it's just a perfect storm of terrible things. I will say, though, that this union thing that we're experiencing is interesting to me because we've seen the polls and the reporting that at least 60% of the Teamsters, the most famous union in the United States, formerly led by Hoffa himself, at least 60% of the Teamsters support Trump. So that implies to me that the same is true of labor unions across the United States, not necessarily teachers unions or other government related ones. And so when I see these Port Authority unions coming out and going on strike a couple of months, 34 days, I guess 34, geez, before this election, it implies to me that maybe they're trying to throw Trump a bone and just apply pressure to how incapable and incompetent the current administration is, so that when people go to vote on November 5th, they have some pain seeing empty shelves again, akin to COVID.
That's it. And I mean, you can say that's what it points towards, but they also have, you know, or they're not, the average person's like $21 an hour or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, paycheck to paycheck, like you said, bankruptcies are up 21% year over year, at least. Credit card debt is astronomical. Everybody is struggling right now, except for Kamala Harris and her $62,000 Tiffany necklace peeking through the border wall.
All right, let's go to the next speaker.
All right, let's go to Teddy Pierce. If you're there, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say. I just added you as a speaker.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. You know, you're recapping all of this stuff, and man, if you don't feel like we're living in some providential times, you're not paying attention.
Hey, you're echoing really bad. Can you go to a little bit wider space or wherever you're at?
Yes, is that any better?
It's a little better. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just saying we're in some providential times, and I'm just wondering what your overall thoughts are. 2030 is the loose date kind of set for the Great Reset. Is what we're seeing right now something where the ball of yarn is starting to unravel and they're accelerating it a little bit?
Well, that's what Klaus Schwab and the globalists said. They're going to cut off resources, increase prices. They've got all these actuaries that any country wants food and energy costs 50% of the average paycheck. You get civil unrest and war. So that's what we're already at in many countries. They open the borders. They flood us with the refugees from globalist policies, from the lockdowns. The virus didn't cause the collapse of the third world. The lockdowns did. And then they add all this war and they add all this other garbage to it. It's an angrier world, as Klaus Schwab said, that's meant to bring in people scared than wanting the universal basic income, the ESG, the central bank digital currency. That's really the big attack. That's the big goal.
Yeah, most definitely. I guess I'm totally on the same page with you there. I guess my insight that I'm really asking for is, are they putting what should have been a 6-year plan on a 2-year plan with all of this going on?
Yeah, there's no doubt their plan is in trouble and behind schedule, so they're accelerating it. And that's what I keep saying is, what's it going to be next? A giant cyber attack, an escalated war, all this. And they admit they can control hurricanes and steer them, so why didn't they kill this one? I mean, weather modification is real, not just cloud seeding, but they use Doppler radar to energize the atmosphere. They've got HARP. They've got not just up in Alaska. They've got HARP systems in the ocean. This is all admitted. I mean, Bill Gates is like, I'll block the sun out. This is real DARPA, Department of Energy operations. And so I'm not saying this hurricane was that, but I had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on that ran Operation Popeye in Vietnam, flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which is cloud seeding. And he said, no, since 1967, Stanford Research Institute certified the Navy secret project can create hurricanes, slow hurricanes, make them stronger, make them weaker, and steer them. So we should always be front and center when we see something like this, asking, was there someone that stood to gain from this? Thanks for the call. Thanks for the speaker's comment. Up next, Chase.
Let's go next to Into Thin Air. Go ahead and unmute yourself if you're there and say what you have to say.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. Sir. Go ahead.
All right. Alex, good to see you. Chase, thank you so much, man. I just finished a ton of work on this storm, actually. Alex, you just said every single thing I just wanted to say. Specifically, a post out there I just put out in 2007, it was all over the news that they were reattempting to learn how to steer hurricanes. They already had the ability to do it in 2007, 17 years ago. They are doing it today. They did it with this hurricane 100%. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I know there's folks that tracked that and watched that, but I was told by an engineer in the mid-90s, they were putting in the Doppler radar systems under federal funding, that they were putting in power cables 10 times what they needed, and that they had studies that they could use that to ionize the atmosphere and create clouds or kill clouds. Then a decade later, it was in mainstream news they were using Doppler to control weather. And then in Dubai and stuff, they were doing it. So, yeah, that's really going on.
Absolutely. And I had an interview with Harrison about that exact topic. So we know it's happening. The proof is out there, even in our own government. On the NOAA website, they have a document that explains all the weather manipulation they do on a daily basis, how you can sign up to do it yourself if you have the right equipment and the amount of money that they require for you to do it. It's all out there. It's insane that people don't believe this right now.
Well, here's another thing. I remember it was like 97 or something. I was talk radio. I was local at the time. I was already getting syndicated, but I remember it was on local, like ABC News. We played the clip. Back then I would plug a little DV recorder disc in to the radio, and I would record audio off TV and radio with it, so I could plug into the ports and get it. Back then we didn't have the internet and clips, so I would get clips myself at the show. I even had that clip somewhere. It's probably in a box somewhere here in the office. There's literally like giant rooms just full of boxes and tapes of crap I used to tape. Somebody ought to try to go through it if any of the tapes even work anymore. But they were like, there was massive floods, 10 feet of water in South Texas, and the Navy admits that they were doing weather control modifications, and it might have been their fault. And why would they even put that out? It's like this background noise. Then you tell the public, they go, oh, that doesn't exist. There's a 1979 weather weapons treaty. Okay, I could play the CIA director under Obama admitting they can control the weather, and that they need to keep it secret from the public. So this is a real situation.
Not to mention all the whistleblowers talking now about earthquake machines that can set off earthquakes basically anywhere on the planet.
Well, that was the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, 1997, Army Times, gave a press conference and admitted they have tectonic weapons. Type in Secretary of Defense William Cohen on weather and earthquake weapons. You'll get Army Times still. Sorry, go ahead. I'm interrupting.
No, that's okay. That was the only point I had to make. I just did want to let you know that Colonel Gannon is back in the space as a speaker. So if you want to go to him.
Good. We're going
to
go to him. But I said this when it started 3 hours ago. It wasn't a hard prediction to make. Israel now officially says they are at war with Iran, and this latest attack is a declaration of war. So the last time Iran shot back and did this, Israel did not call it a declaration of war. This is the Jerusalem Post. So we need to repost this on X. Somebody in my name post this and say, as I predicted 2 hours ago, Israel has now officially declared war on Iran. Israel now says they are officially at war with Iran, and then put a link to the live show, guys. Declaration of war. Israel's leaders react to massive Iranian assault, and it goes, Democrat Chairman Yari Golan said that the missile attack was a declaration of war, and it goes on from there. So that's where everybody's going, is full war with Iran. I'm saying it's already begun, Chase. What do you say?
Absolutely. What's war if not bombing of someone's capital and reciprocating? You know, they talked the establishment talked so much about how it was ridiculous that Putin called the war in Ukraine a military operation without explicitly calling it a war in the beginning. Now we have a situation where Iran's doing the same thing to Israel and vice versa, similar to what Russia did to Ukraine. It's not a full invasion yet, but when you're bombing somebody's capital, you're at war with them. There's no dancing around it.
And it's 34 days of the election. How will this expand? How will this escalate? Let's go to the colonel.
All right, go ahead, Gannon.
Hey, so wonderful to be back with you both again. Wow. Here's what I'd like to tell folks is, like, you've actually done all the training to this point. Thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you, Chase Geyser. Thank you guys so much, because you were literally armed for this fight now, right? And we haven't been. And so here we are. When we've been praying, I think most of us have been praying for a reckoning, and we are right on the verge of it. In the next 43 days, all of this is going to come to pass. You're going to be alive or not on the backside of this, but the fact of the matter is, this is the fight you've been praying for. I think everything we have is on the line at this moment. We literally have exposed everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Alex Jones. Thank you for being a warrior who fought through all the things that you've done and all the attacks and you know, begged for money, which is the hardest thing to do. It is the hardest thing to do, to beg for money when you need it, because you don't want to be that guy. But the fact of the matter is, you did, and people sustained you and this broadcast, because we're literally at the moment where everything is going to go down. For the next 34 days, your life is going to be different, I promise you, between now and December 1st.
That's right. They wanted us off the air before this. And as God would have it, and supporters supporting us, God working through them, we are going to be on air, cross our fingers, during the election and a little bit after, and people support us, we'll have the backup, but we need the support at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the place. But absolutely, Colonel. So with your military background, Marine Corps, Colonel, Naval Aviator, all that, your view on the military developments around the world, 2.5 weeks ago, Biden saying we're going to start bombing Russia with Storm Shadow missiles, Russia saying that's a declaration of war, Israel basically saying they're at war with Iran. How do you see this unfolding?
So here's what we're dealing with, and this is not going to be people are not going to like this, but you're actually dealing with personalities and not nations at this point, because they're broken down that far. That's how well you've actually done this, Alex, is we're now dealing with Netanyahu and his personality, and Putin and his personality, and Trump and his personality, and that feckless blob that is behind the entire national security establishment of the United States of America. And you know what? It's got nothing. It is broke. It is bankrupt, and it's feckless, except for our fear, right? Because we want them to be in control. So we are literally there's only five or six players on the national stage now that actually matter, because all of the other people are hiding with fear behind everyone else. So watch Trump, watch Putin, watch Netanyahu. Netanyahu is playing for everything he has at this moment. He will destroy the entire world to maintain power. And he believes in Israel, and that's his right to be a Zionist and believe in Israel. No problem with that. But the fact of the matter is, that is what is happening. However, we have a different view of how the world should work and everything else, and we need to just hold to that and
man, pray that we have woken up enough people in the national security establishment not to let the United States be a part of destroying the world.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of hawks right now that want the U.S. to join Israel in striking Iran. How serious a threat of that do you think there is? And how do we, what happens if that happens, do you think, Colonel?
Well, so the question is this: are there enough people in our country, in that national security establishment, to actually get a movement going and the full on strike? I think what you're going to see is some feints by some people that are inside of our establishment, and they're going to try to maintain something. But you know what? All of them are now corrupted because they don't have anything to actually go back on. They don't have a legitimate president of the United States. And so we're kind of disarmed, but that might not be the worst thing, you know, and God has this, but that might not be the worst thing because we're kind of disarmed because we don't actually have a leader of the United States of America right now. No one believes Joe Biden can do anything. No one believes Kamala Harris is anything other than Willie Brown's, you know, there's a great word for it, but I don't want to use it. And so where we're sitting right now is kind of on the precipice of it. But this is good because what has been going on is our entire nation has been poisoned by the COVID vaccine. So we've had the most evil people who have ever lived setting policies which are poisoning our children, from birth, even before birth. They're giving pregnant women vaccines. So that's where we were. We're about to go into something new. I hope that, you know, I literally have very little faith in the amount of people who actually are competent in the United States government. But what I hope is if we can reestablish some semblance of a republic, and I think we're getting this opportunity to do that, that we're going to come out of it better. Because what they're doing to us right now is beyond destructive, Alex.
Well, it is. What other type of crises? You know, Hillary's talking about, you know, there's going to be these black swans with only 34 days left of the election. What are you watching? What are you looking for?
So, number one, like you've been preaching the whole time, you got to have 3 months of food. You got to have a generator. You have to have some sustainment. But more than that, you have to have your own community, because what they have planned for us and what these people will do to keep from being exposed, as I'm sorry, I'm going to use some words here, the satanic pedophiles that they are, to keep from being exposed as the satanic pedophiles that they are, they will shut down the grid. They will shut down the internet. They will do anything they can. And it's not a lot of people. It's really a handful of people, and they've corrupted to some extent people below it, but as you and me both know, there's levels to this, right? And that's the way they're playing this game. And it is absolutely destroying the United States of America right now, because that they have allowed to take positions of high power and praise who have no moral backing. And so the only thing that's behind them is fear. And when your leaders are operating off of fear, your country will be destroyed. There's no doubt about that. There's no escaping that. When your leaders are operating off of fear, then none of them are looking to anything. They can't even see the joy in their granddaughter's face. That's where we're at, Alex. And I didn't mean to... You know, you're looking for something more tactile, I'll give it to you, but I want to give you the big picture as well.
Well, I've got new video coming up at the start of the bottom of the hour here in about 8-9 minutes. Kamala Harris will not say whether people should stand for the national anthem, and you could say, oh, well, you don't have to. The point is, we're not trying to make you, you're saying should you, and obviously you should, because they want to undermine the country, they want to pull down all our symbols. I said it would happen, and it happened. First it's Robert E. Lee, then it's Thomas Jefferson, then it's George Washington. They're taking down George Washington statues around the country. They're saying the country's inherently evil. They have to replace it with their globalism. They're undermining it. Imagine having a president that says, no, you don't have to stand for the national anthem.
And that's all of it, right? Like, we either believe in things that we don't. Our lovely country, our the thing that God gave us, and being grounded in what God has given us. And I think that's what's going to save us. And we're getting to watch that right now. So instead of being dejected or anything else about what's going on, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. I want this fight. I want to be a good person who lives on the planet Earth that God gave us. And we get to have daughters and granddaughters and sons and watch them grow up and fall in love and get married and have whatever problems they have as they try to come through life. But we shouldn't destroy the planet over it. And we damn sure the most evil thing that has been done is, Alex, Chase, we have been poisoned. Our children have been poisoned by the people who were supposed to keep our children from being poisoned. That's how betrayed the United States is from within, by the most evil people. And I'm sorry if it offends anybody out there, but the most evil people that have ever lived have poisoned the entire United States military. They poisoned your children before they even had a chance to grow up so you could love them, which is the perfect gift of God. Literally looking at your child, for a woman more than anything, for a woman, if you get a chance to hold your own child and play with that child, that is the purest love any woman will ever feel. And I believe that's the way God made us. And he meant for men to feel appreciated, and we need respect, and the respect of actually providing for those children. And we have went against God for the last few years, and it is coming home to roost. And frankly, for me, I'm like, let's do this. Let's get this done, right? Let's fight, and I'm going to protect my children. I hope all of you will do the same thing over the next few months, because this is coming to a head, and it's a good thing, I think. I think it's a good thing.
Absolutely. We're not getting caught. We're not getting caught with our feet flat here. Thank you, Colonel. Great points. You want to make any points before we go to the next speaker?
I think it was well said, just the way the Colonel described it. And I think I was just thinking about the fact that Kamala Harris won't say whether or not people should stand for the national anthem. How can we expect Kamala Harris to stand up for Americans if she won't stand for the national anthem? And she'd say, of course, well, I would stand for it. But this is,
she's also
thinking,
like,
of the weakness of principle.
I mean, she's a total globalist. She wants to, she's dissolved our borders. She's the biggest human trafficker with Mayorkas in history. It's just too insane. Up next.
All right. Next up, we have, let's go to Skyler. Skyler, you've been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still there.
Alex, Chase, always a pleasure to talk to you. I think we should think about how Israel is definitely going to respond to this event. It is Rosh Hashanah. I noticed yesterday a high volume of trades in Lockheed Martin, and there was no chance that Israel is not going to respond. They shut down the entire Middle East airspace, and this is the black swan that will cause the economy to tank. As Alex likes to say, they love a wartime president, and I would like your thoughts on that.
Chase?
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You cannot have a world government without a world war. After World War I, it was the League of Nations. That didn't work entirely. So after World War II, it was the United Nations. That hasn't worked entirely. Now they're trying to escalate World War III because they know it's going to further empower globalism as a philosophy altogether. So, yes, I those are my thoughts in response to all.
And I go back to what General Flynn was saying here Sunday. This is existential. They're trying to bring the country down because it stands in the way of their global order. You can't have an open, free country when nobody else is. They've got to take us down.
Right. You can't have total censorship if there is X having free speech. You can't have a small leak in a great ship. It'll still sink. And you can't have national sovereignty and globalism, because as long as there is one country of meaning that has its own sovereignty, then people will see that as an example or flee to it.
That's it's light in the darkness. Yeah. Let's go back to the speaker if we go to break. Got a break. Coming up, then the War Room. Owen Schroyer in 32 minutes from now. And then right through at 6 p.m., our live coverage pregame of the Walls Dance debate. I'll be here with the crew covering it live. Be sure and join us.
I've been on air for 30-plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials. All an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. WEF says officially, the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So, many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families, $1.5 billion or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if Patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going to go back to more speakers here. We got 27 minutes left, and then Owen takes over. Loaded for Bear. What a powerful show, The War Room. You can find it on radio stations across the country, InfoWars.com/show, on his X account, Real Alex Jones, all of it. And look, I say this a lot because I'm going to say it again because it's true. When the listeners of this broadcast get excited and share the clips and the live feeds and the articles, it changes the world. When you share it and say, hey, this is forbidden info, this is what they don't want you to know, people are really ready to hear this now. And then you tell those that share it to tell others to share it, and that those that they tell to share it, it's like we go, hey, pass it on, and whatever the message is. And then it just causes a chain reaction. I've studied the globalists. What they fear is a populist uprising, a populist chain reaction. That's why they want me off the air. They see me, as in their own words, as patient zero in this. It's not. But I'm a big part of it. All of us are a big part of it because of this broadcast. So I don't want to just reach the regular millions of people a day. They've got all sorts of systems trying to shut us down. But recently, you've gotten excited. We've had days with 40, 50 million viewers back at that. Then they suppress it and try to block it. We're still reaching tens of millions. Tonight, the debate, the pregame, during the debate, after, we'll have the most key clips, analyze it, send them out. You already know all this stuff.
but other people don't. So remember, you're the conduit. You're the ambassadors of truth. You are the missionaries of liberty fighting the devils. So please tune in tonight at Real Alex Jones at Infowars.com/show. We don't just have X. We have our own platform, our own servers, our own systems. And then I'll say this and go back to your comments and great points on X. InfoWars may be gone in November. They're putting it up for sale. Patriots will try to buy it. If they get outbid or blocked or something happens, they're going to shut this down. They don't want money. They want to shut it down. They've said that. That's the deep state Democrats. They run the whole thing. I should get on an airplane and fly, you know, to another town. There's people that want to put me on and do all that. And that's all fine and dandy. I like our infrastructure. I love our crew. I like the research we've done. I want to save InfoWars. But if that doesn't happen, regardless, I know that I will not sell out or back down. So I need funds legally to battle all this and for other things that are going on. I'll leave it at that. Plus, we've got great products you need. So go to the alexjonesstore.com. Some of the top t-shirt makers in the country, printed right in Arkansas, shipped out to you. Great designs. A lot of them are my designs, but made better by their designers. There's a fundraiser shirt, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue that was always a bestseller that isn't even available at InfoWars anymore, that has a new URL you'll be hearing about in the future, realalexjones.com on the back. That is more than the other shirts because that's the fundraiser. If you really want to support, get that. But all the shirts, it goes to part of it to fund InfoWars and some of it to, for me. The only way I've got to fund things, and I need your support. I need you to make the decision of, hey, I like InfoWars. It's important. I want to keep it on air. Everything I do is impossible without you. You are just as important as I am, or more so collectively, when you decide to support. So I'm asking you, respectfully, all of you, the people that listen but never support, you spread the word. Great. I appreciate that. That's great. You pray for the show. Do that. That's even more important. But go to thealexjonesstore.com. Go there and get the great t-shirts and ball caps and limited edition stuff. Get the shirt I'm wearing right now, the, you know, one-of-a-kind, limited edition. Because, you know, we had this earlier at InfoWars for years. I just designed it once, real simple, and didn't think it'd be a bestseller. This is our bestseller over the years. It's not available here anymore because all the stuff that's going on. Well, it's available with the added realalexjones.com on the back that just redirects to alexjonesstore.com right now. But obviously, if stuff goes on, that's one of the places you'll be able to find the show is at realalexjones.com and some other things I'm not going to talk about yet. But there's backup. There's other things. There's I don't want the enemy to know everything, but it's like I got a really badass fighter jet, and it's got weapons loaded on it, but it needs fuel. Okay, and so we're not there yet. Like the Death Star is built, and we need to charge its nuclear fuel cells. And there's other things. I'll sleep with that. I need capital to prosecute this war. There's not a better place to invest your capital. Plus, you get a great shirt or a ball cap. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. I'm asking you to take action. Separately, my dad's company, he came up 14 years ago with the supplements. He's a doctor and did chemist stuff and gotten, you know, all sorts of things he's done. I knew that it's really a rough game getting into that. I wanted the best products. I wanted everything triple tests. I knew the FDA would try to mess with us. So I got him to quasi-retire from his medical practice and to come in and do that. He, 3 years ago, thought they'd try to shut us down. He went without even asking me. I learned from the crew, hey, your dad's got a warehouse in North Austin and come up with all these new supplements and stuff. Well, sure enough, 2 years ago, the Democrats sued him, claimed it was really my company, harassed him. Everything he said was true. It was his own company. He came up with over 40 products. You notice you go there right now, there's about 10 still available. That's because he's so out of money. He saved whatever he's got to reorder the stuff in limited supply and order 4 new products that come in the next, keep saying the next few weeks. It's behind, but it's almost done. Super game-changing stuff at DrJonesNaturals.com. But whatever you see left there is also great products. Get those to fund the operation. DrJonesNaturals.com. So that's the two coordinates. DrJonesNaturals.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and InfoWarsStore.com. It's got the X2, the X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. It's all there. You'll get it. We're not going to shut down until mid-November. Even if bad guys get us, I'd say about November 20th, the date they'll be able to shut us down. The auction's the 13th. I don't see them closing and doing it within a week, but we're on death watch of InfoWars. So I've got the emergency escape pod ready and other things going on, and I can get from the pod to the next attack ship. I'll leave it at that, but it's got to get fueled and ready. So, I mean, I'm believing we're not playing around here. So, but they got me maxed out with the attacks. So I need you to come in at the last moment and save us when we're completing this maneuver. Okay, so I'm in your hands. This is game-changing stuff. The enemy credits us with devastating. Well, that's you supporting us. You get the credit. It's not about credit. I'm saying this is big boy stuff. This is game time. This is adult stuff. This is historical stuff. So go now to the alexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and infowarsstore.com, and I humbly thank you and respectfully ask you to take action. Here's a little one-minute promo Chase put out about it. We'll go right back to your comments.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
What it comes down to, folks, it's your chance to be part of history. People that sit on the sidelines get run over. I'm just telling you. I mean, so much of my success has just been research and the willingness to fight and show up. So much in sports or business or life or relationships is showing up, people. Showing up. I love John Bowne. He's been here 15 years, and he's had family he had to take care of about 8 years ago. And so he works two jobs, this job and another job, and takes care of an ill family member. So he works from home when he's not working at not his other job. Just a great guy. You see his reports. You hear his voice all the time. But I know him personally, a great guy. I want to get his take on these wars, but also his take on the attempted takedown of InfoWars and Media Matters saying they want to buy it and shut it down. That's George Soros. So I'm kind of guessing what Bowne's going to call in about. We also are going to play one of his reports before this hour ends. So it's great to have John Bowne here. And if bad guys buy it, and we'll still have a few days at least. I want to have 24-hour broadcast, bring in all the old hosts, all the old crew, celebrate what we went through. We never gave up. And then tell people, hey, we need support because this is the making the move. Because it's just crazy. As long as we don't think we're being defeated, we're not. As long as it doesn't demoralize us, it doesn't. But I'm going to fight for this place because the infrastructure is here, the archives, the crew. It's so key. John Bowne, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this Gateway Pundit breakdown of the Semaphore article, Alex Jones, enemies want to buy InfoWars at auction and bastardize it with left.
See, so I know you so well, I guess what you'd call in about. So here's the headline.
Minds, Alex. It's like The Shining. You and I, you know.
So yeah, Media Matters positions itself to acquire InfoWars. Go ahead.
Well, so the report is stating that, according to Semaphore, this report is stating that Angelo Carusone, I'm not sure if I'm saying the name right, president of Media Matters is saying they're diligently considering this acquisition. But then he goes on to fantasize, saying that he's equally interested in what InfoWars hasn't published and wondered if the archives could contain some interesting revelations, as if we have some kind of KKK hate rally, crazy psychotic conspiracy theory reports inside of our archives. When you and I know, and everybody there that works there knows that, you know, we're working by the skin of our teeth. And we're just getting things out, and then we're getting the next thing out. So that archive that they're talking about is online. Everybody's seen it. And on top of that, the archive that existed, the biggest archive, the one that showed you the growth, the birth, the childhood, the adulthood of InfoWars was on YouTube. And it's gone. They took all that down. And so my next question to you, Alex, is if these people – get a hold of InfoWars. They pay, they plunk down a bunch of money. They work a way to get.
And they're all Democrats, so they would buy it and then give it back to the Democratic Party that runs the plaintiffs, and then just reinvest it back in the Democratic Party. I mean, that's all it is. It take money out of one pocket, put it in the other.
Yeah, you think they just sell it, or do you think they actually continue to use InfoWars as a media?
Oh no, they
outlet.
Say they want the name so they can be a fact checking group. And there's a bunch of other groups, but again, it's all just a sick joke. They want to mount our head on the wall and have some celebration. Like they thought indicting Trump and all this crap, maybe people hate him. It's going to have the opposite effect. But, you know, there's a good chance we have people that are coming in. They're going to try to outbid these people. But regardless, that's why we've got to get support for the sponsors that regardless are setting up whole new things and need the money to do it. Does that make sense? I'm not waiting around to sit there. And then if we do survive, then whatever new is set up is just augmented and rolled in. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. And I actually believe that we've already won. Because if you look at the worldview, if you look at the big picture, the people that we're fighting come from an age, from an analog era. They come from the encyclopedia. They come from newspapers and magazines. They didn't notice that the internet took all that over, you know, at least in the past two decades. And it's not turning back unless they completely shut it down with the internet kill switch. There's no turning back. So it's people like yourself that are leading the way into this new digital age. And the world is not going to continue operating without people like yourself.
Well let's expand on that. I love how they thought I was a problem. And now Elon Musk sounds just like me, but even smarter in many ways. And now Tucker Carlson's completely awake and says I woke him up publicly. And Rogan's getting hardcore behind the scenes. He's just like me. He's almost there publicly. I mean, they've got a big problem when they want to kill Spartacus and then they turn around, there's 50,000 more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm Spartacus. Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing about these floods, something that I don't think anyone's noticed yet, is that the Biltmore estate was flooded. And the Biltmore estate, if we go back to the Pizzagate era, and you remember those pictures of the kids in the swimming pool hanging from their wrist, that's the swimming pool in the Biltmore estate. And so there is a spiritual side to this whole thing that's happening, that's quietly happening. You know, you can take the blinders off and look at the spiritual side. And, you know, there's a lot happening in the South that we're not privy to. There was a satanic panic in that area of Asheville, North Carolina, and there's a lot of legends that go on with that. Now, as far as any of that being true, that's why we need to stay on the air, because and we need more money so that we can send a crew out and get down to the bottom of these things.
That's right. I want to go back to the days where we were robust. Absolutely. John, keep fighting as hard as you can, and please do some review videos of the history of InfoWars so people know what we're up against and they know what's happening, and tell people to go to thealexjonesstore.com because I need all the crew to push people there. This is absolutely critical, and I want listeners to not count on somebody else. Be the person that stands in the gap, the critical moment for America and the world and our enemies that want to celebrate and shut this transmission down. Speaking of child trafficking, you've done a new report about it. We're about to play in a moment. Tell us what's in the report before we play it.
Well, I spoke to the documentary filmmakers of thisistreason.com, and they went to the border and they put together this pretty good documentary about what's actually happening. And the greater field view of what's happening with child trafficking is that it's not just children that are being brought over, because we put this out of our mind, but it's right there in front of us. It's not just children being brought over to work at 3 o'clock in the morning in a slaughterhouse, you know, in Indiana. They have an entire appetite for children, for babies, for sex with children. And they went after us about it before because we opened it, we got it wide open. And we need to continue to open that wound because they think they've shut it down, but there's no closing it.
Oh, I agree. I mean, listen, America's awake to this, and the Satanism's out in the open now, and the P. Diddy being CIA and P. Pedo Diddy, all of this is coming out, and that's why they're sexualizing children publicly, trying to normalize it before it all comes out, John.
Absolutely. And so we need to not fall asleep on that. These are our children, and we need to get as mad as hell and get this done, get this over with, get this behind us. I just can't believe we live in a society and a culture that allows this to go on.
Well, it's because the average person's not evil like that and just can't imagine it's going on, just like when people learn their neighbor's a psycho and Ted Kiddens are buried in the basement that they raped and killed. I mean, it's like, what? Is that? Yeah, there's evil, folks. John Bound, I've known you, 15, 16 years, brother, and I just, update your videos, your new ones, point out what's happening. I'm asking all the crew, all the producers to put out stuff about the history of InfoWars, kind of chronicle it. And let people know to remind them of why it's so important right now, because now's the time to do that. Thank you so much, John Bound.
Thank you, Alex.
Here's his report, speaking of that, right now.
We just unraveled a cartel in our county, dismantling that cartel. The people in that cartel that we arrested openly admitted that within the last 3 years, it's easier now to move human beings, drugs, guns, fentanyl most specifically, across the border, and that it's easier now than in the history of their cartel.
That's what makes me mad, is that these people with power seem to get away with it.
The Epstein scandal has focused the spotlight on alternate pieces of the international sex trafficking industry due to a tidal wave of whistleblowers and victims coming forward.
Very compelling testimony this morning from Jeffrey Epstein's pilot, Larry Visowski. He went into great detail about how Epstein and Maxwell used his planes to fly all across the country and indeed the world.
We were getting more of a narrative of exactly how this operation ran, this sex trafficking operation.
As the parallels to Epstein are unavoidable in the twisted saga of Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard.
The American FBI is now investigating what happened behind the front gates of Peter Nygaard's estate here in the Bahamas. Were there multiple acts of rape, as alleged? Was there an underage sex trafficking ring? For now, this is as far as we can get, at least on foot.
For decades in Winnipeg, Peter Nygaard was untouchable.
10 women have launched a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing manufacturer Peter Nygaard.
Under investigation for rape.
A number of women claim they were victims of what they call a sex trafficking ring.
For decades, Nygaard has seemed unusually well insulated against such allegations. But now, 125 women have joined that American civil suit.
He's been indicted in the Southern District of New York on multiple charges of sex trafficking minors and racketeering.
Slowly but surely, the elite's industrialized, perverse, acquired tastes feeding on children and teenagers will reach a turning point as their straw house, built on a system of blackmail in exchange for power, begins to burn like wildfire.
I want you to tell them the story about how I adopted you. But you still have beautiful parents that, but you're my child also. But please tell the story.
So, I was on the streets.
It is what you think it is.
Sarah Copen agreed to sit down with us and discuss the darkest and sickest crimes the organization sees.
They see these children as a market, as a commodity. Product. Yes.
Who buys children and infants for sex?
I've seen old to young. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your belief is.
In 2017, 60 people were arrested, 4 children found in an FBI-led sting that uncovered a child sex trafficking ring here in Georgia. Among the victims, a 3-month-old infant and her 5-year-old sister. Their going price, $600.
You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full-on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults, and they've covered it all up. They cover it all up.
And the children claimed that they were flown into the mountains
where they were involved with adults in robes, black robes, chanting candles. They talked about the brown babies who were sacrificed. And in checking into this and researching this, of course, this was obviously a satanic ceremony.
The multi-billion dollar child trafficking network operating between the cartels and the U.S. government is no longer an open secret. It is a known criminal enterprise, recently exposed in the must-see documentary This Is Treason at thisistreason.com. Share this documentary to free the millions of children praying for help right now. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And that's what we do. I have my great crew just promote everybody telling the truth, promote all the other shows, promote the other films, promote the other books, promote the good people in government, promote the good people in the private life. We are fighting hard. And Owen Schroyer is coming up in 5 minutes with the War Room for 3 hours. And then live coverage for 2 hours before, during, and after, late into the night, of the Vance Walls vice presidential debate. Find the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X. And in case that feed goes down, Infowars.com/show. And behind the scenes, other things have been set up, and servers and streams and other stuff as well, if the Infowars goes away. And that takes money to win a war. And I have another fundraiser shirt at thealexjonesstore.com. And that is because General Flynn came in here Sunday wearing Alex Jones for President shirt. And I thought, well, Trump's running. That was, you know, more of just a novelty shirt. Trump's running 2024. You're going to win. But why not just as another fun shirt, a limited edition, Alex Jones for President 2028. It's a limited edition shirt. It's a fundraiser shirt. It is what will keep us on the air one way or another at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So again, get that. Get the InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. That is a fundraiser. But all of them are fundraisers. Thank you, TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. The X2, the X3 could be your last chance to get all that. The InfoWars MD gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture, it's all there. And look, I'm just trying to fundraise here. We're in a fundraiser. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR. We're just funded by you. I respectfully thank you for tuning in. Thank the crew. Thank Chase. Thank everybody. Great to hear from John Bound. The great Owen Schroyer, former political prisoner, coming up in live coverage of the debate tonight. But get the shirt now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold at elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.